Good morning, Canada.
What's going on, man?
How's it going?
So, there's no way Justin Bieber has a case on this, right?
Right, right. I mean, we got this thing in the United States called the Constitution. It gives me some First Amendment rights.
God, we need one of those, Mocha. We really do. We need one of those. Anyway, go on.
So, you know, we feel pretty confident that, you know, we're fine. It's just a parody, and that's very well protected.
What is the game?
The game is basically a cartoon beaver that travels down a river jousting photogs, which are pigs with cameras.
And does the beaver look like Justin Bieber?
It may have some similarities. I mean, unless you can copyright and trademark bangs and hoodies. I mean, I don't know if that's possible, but...
Is the hoodie purple?
It is purple.
Oh.
Are the bangs kind of swooped towards the right side of his head?
Oh, I'd have to look. I think they might be. It depends on which way you're looking.
So you made a game. It's on iTunes, and it's Justin Bieber. And it's a beaver floating down a river battling picture-taking hogs.
Correct. And I guess the complaint from the lawyers of Justin Bieber is that it mimics his life story too much. I'd like to challenge that and say...
Okay, hold on here. So what is the wording in the cease and desist that that Justin Bieber sent you?
The wording is that it uses his name and likeness and portrays a Bieber character based on their client as part of the app's play. It's his name, image, likeness, and life story. And when I asked them specifically, it was that, you know, because it's so similar to his life story, that was their problem with it. They could not give me a single thing that, you know, could be changed in order to make it more acceptable.
Okay. That's so wild. But yeah,
it could be a hoodie color. It could be a hairstyle. It could be we put him in a suit of armor, but it didn't matter.
Anybody who's not familiar, in America, the parody laws are really quite amazing, and they're different in this country. But in America, that's why somebody like Weird Al Yankovic can release a record doing parody songs and not get sued. People are always like, how can this guy do this and not get sued? It's because parody is protected under the Constitution.
Meanwhile, up here, Roz and I put together an amazing song, filmed a music video, shot it all around Toronto, and 2 days later, get a letter directly from Jay-Z's lawyers saying, please stop it, because we use a Jay-Z song.
I know what it's like to get those letters. But the thing here is, if we would have done a music video using his name and song and likeness, we would have had to, you know, definitely cease and desist.
Yeah.
But because it's a totally different medium, it's not like we're competing against something of his. It comes down to public image versus the First Amendment freedom of speech.
And how much have you made off this so far?
We're doing okay. Probably, I woke up this morning to hear that TMZ, thanks to some friends calling me this morning to wake me up, that TMZ had run a story. So that's been an interesting journey this morning so far.
Have you sold 10,000 units yet?
I can't say now because it probably Bieber won his percentage. So I don't want to say that.
Sounds like a guilty man to me. I'm just kidding.
Let me put it this way. It's Friday night. Are you going to be eating dinner at home or in a fancy restaurant this evening?
I will probably be out. I probably need to leave town. I think it's kind of crazy.
All right, dude.
Who will show up at my door?
Justin Bieber is the app. If anybody wants to play a little Bieber version/non-version of Justin Bieber, fending off picture taking hogs, photogs.
Awesome. Thanks so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show today.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.